The Mishnah Lamed Beis Amid Aleph Maseches Rosh Hashanah and the Gemara that follows there presents a Machlokes HaTanoim, how to combine the brachas in the Musaf Dikei Shmoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah. We have every Shmoneh Esrei has the Gimel Rishonis and the Gimel Achronis, then you have a brachas in the middle. So the Gimel Rishonis are always the Gvuras HaKdushas Hashem, that's the same on Rosh Hashanah as all year long. The last three brachas are Ritzei, that's called Avodah, and Hoidoya, Moidim, and Birchas Kohanim, Sim Shalom, Shalom Rav, whatever you say. And then the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, so usually all year long you have 13 brachas in the middle, adds up 13 and 6, adds up to 19. And on Rosh Hashanah you have the Malchus Achrayin HaShofes. So the, but in addition to the Malchus Achrayin HaShofes, it's like a regular Shabbos and Yontif, so you have to have a bracha of Kedushas Hayom. Like on every Shabbos and Yom Tov, you say Bracha Mekadesh HaShabbos, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, or something like that. So you really have 10 brachas that you have to say. Gimel Rishonis, Gimel Achronis, it's 3 and 3 is 6. Malchus Hayom HaShabbos, another 3 is 9. And the Bracha of Kedushas Hayom is 10. So all the Tanoim work with the assumption you're only saying 9 brachas, and they have a whole three-way machlekes. Which two brachas do you combine together to shrink the 10 into 9? So the common practice is like Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah starts off, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that you say Malchiyos in the third bracha in the Shemoneh Esrei, in Kedushas Hashem. You say, Ovez a Gvuris of Kedushas Hashem, the Kolol Malchiyos imohim. You say Malchiyos in the middle of the third bracha. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees in the Mishnah. He says, no, Ovez a Gvuris of Kedushas Hashem, the first three brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, you don't start up with. The fourth bracha, the first bracha in the middle unit, is a combination of two. It has Kedushas Hayoim, Kaddish Yisrael v'Yom HaZikaron, and it also has Malchiyos, Melech HaKol Hor, it's Mekaddish Yisrael v'Yom HaZikaron. The fourth bracha in the Shemoneh Esrei is a combination of the two, of the Malchiyos and the Kedushas Hayoim. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Mishnah only quotes these two opinions, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara says there were places, there were times where they followed Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Shalmi says like that. There were communities, but big communities, the Galil followed Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And then the Braisa quotes, Braisa quoted by the Gemara, quotes the third opinion, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that all year long the Brach of Kedushas Hayom is Be'emtza, the middle, all year long on a Shabbos and on a Yom Tov, there were only 7 Brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei. So the middle Bracha is the only bracha emtzois that you have. You have the Gimel Rishonis, the Gimel Achronis, you only have one bracha emtzois. So that bracha emtzois is the bracha of Kedushas Hayom. So Reb Shimon Gamliel says, just like all the time, Mama Tzina B'chom Okan Be'emtza, Kedushas Hayom is Be'emtza, Afkan Be'emtza. So the middle three brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei should be Malchus, Achronis, and Shofes. So you put Kedushas Hayom, Be'emtza, in the dead center. You combine Kedushas Hayom with Zichronis. Those are the three opinions. And our practice is like Rabbi Akiva. So here there's a question, why did all the Tanaim assume that you have to kvetch 10 brachas into 9? Why don't you say the 10 brachas? Make it 10 brachas. You have to have Gimel Rishonis, Gimel Acharonis, Malchus, Achronis, Shofes, and Kedushas Hayom. So say 10 brachas. So it has to be 9 brachas. So Rav Soloveitchik always used to explain that's based on the Gemara and brachas. The Gemara says in brachas, when the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah are the ones who composed all the tefillahs and the brachas and the kiddush and havdalah and so on. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah are the ones who set up the observance of the Jewish religion as we observe it today. The whole system, all the Mishnah, is everything. So Bizman Bais Rishon, there were different opinions floating around. And the beginning of the Bais Sheni, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah set everything up the way we know it. All its malachas and everything. All the way we observe our religion. That's when the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, they established this whole system. So the Gemara says the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah was a body of 120 scholars that consisted of Ubehem Kama Nevim, and amongst them were several Nevim, and they were the ones who composed the Nusach HaTfilah. So Rav Chaim Alojan writes in Nefesh HaChaim, why does the Braisa mention Ubehem Kama Nevim, amongst them were several Nevim? If you don't have a koyach hanavuah, then you don't really know how to compose a tefillah. Especially to compose a nusach tefillah that should be recited 2,500 years later. We say the same nusach of the tefillah that they composed. So that had to be composed Biracha Kodesh. So the Gemara says, regarding all of the tefillos of the Shemon Esrei, that the number of brachas in the Shemon Esrei was patterned after the tefillos that existed in Tanakh. So initially, the way it says in the Talmud Bavli, initially the Shemon Esrei had 18 brachas, then they converted it into 19 brachas, and they added the Lamal Shinim. That's the way it says in our Gemara. There's a Tosis Rid, a famous comment that Tosis Rid makes in his Chidush Eman Maseches Tainis. He claims that, so why do we call it Shemon Esrei? It's already so many centuries that it has 19 brachas. We should call it already Tisha Esrei. So he says, that originally the Tefillah had 17 brachas. When they added Vilam Al Shinim, they made it into 18 brachas. That's why we call it Shemon Esrei. How come we have 19 brachas? He says, that's a new thing. It's all against the Talmud Bavli, what he's saying. He says, the reason why we have 19 brachas is because the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim records that there were two practices, whether you include Esemach Dover Avducha Meheres Hatzmech in part of Yerushalayim Mircha Berachmim Toshuv, or you separate it as two different brachas. So that's Taka. The Yerushalmi has, Yerushalmi quotes a Tosefta, that's a Tosefta. If you want, you can combine the two together as one. If you want, you can separate them. In fact, in the piyut that's printed in the Sidurim, you have a Kroivitz for Purim. The piyut probably has it here. In the piyutim that they have, which we don't say in our yeshiva, but in some shuls they do recite it. So they have the additional tefillahs that they add on in the middle of the Chazaras Hashatz on Purim, that's called Kroivitz. So they have added on piyutim for every bracha except for Estemach Dover Avdecha Meheres Hatzmiach. And the reason being that this piyut was composed by those Rishayim who didn't have them as two different brachas. Until the 1700s, there were still many communities. They found for Nignis and they found in Italy, there were many communities. But they only said Shemon Esrei, they said 18 brachas. With Vilam Al Shinim, it's 18 brachas. Because they combined together Esemach Dovid Avdecha Meheres Hatzmiach with Yerushalayim Mircha Berachmim Toshu, which the Tosefta and Yerushalmi say is optional. If you want, you can combine it together. If you want, you can separate it as two. So that's a problem. What the Tosis Rid says, it originally started off as 17. We don't know how to deal with that. But what it says in the Talmud Bavli is it originally started off as 18. Then they changed it into 19. In the days of Shmuel HaKotan, they added on Vilam Al Shinim. So the Gemara says, when they originally instituted a tefillah with 18 units, Keneged Ma, where did they find a precedent in Tanakh that there's a tefillah that has 18 parts? So the Gemara gives you a Mokum in Tanakh. And where did they find a tefillah in Tanakh that has 19 parts? So the Gemara gives you a Mokum for that. Then the Gemara says, on Shabbos and Yontif, the tefillah and on a Tainus Sibur, they add on six more brachas in the Chazaras Hashatz, and 6 and 18 is 24. So the Gemara says, where is there a Mokum for a tefillah that has 24 units? So the Gemara quotes another tefillah from Tanakh. Where is there a mocha Shabbos and Yom Tov? The tefillah has 7 brachas, 7 units. So the Gemara has a mocha for that. Where is the mocha for Rosh Hashanah that you have 9 brachas? So the Gemara says from tefillahs Chana. Rosh Hashanah, Nifkado Chana. Chana didn't have any children for many years. And her prayers on Rosh Hashanah were answered, and then she was granted a baby. She gave birth to Shmuel later on. So tefillahs Chana has Shem Hashem mentioned 9 times. So the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah that has 9 parts is patterned after Tfilas Chana. So that's the assumption that the Gemara has. All the Tfilas have to be patterned after some Mokum in Tanakh. It has to be Baruch HaKodesh, Ubehem Kama Nevim, Dan Shek Nesagdola had amongst them Nevim. And these Nevim knew how to look into Tanakh in order to find a precedent. You can't just make a Shmona, you can't just make a Tfilah as many brachas as you want. You have to have some precedent in Tanakh. So they didn't find a precedent for a Tfilah with 10 units. There's a precedent for a tefillah with 9 units. And that's why all the Tanaim on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph are working on the assumption that you have 10 brachas, but you have to kvetch them into 9. You have to combine 2 together, so the number 10 will shrink and become 9. So that's the whole three-way machlekes haTanaim. So the first opinion, and quoted by the Mishnah Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, is Rabbi Chaim Nuri. He says that you recite Malchiyos in the third bracha, in Kedushas Hashem. Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying over every year, he said over that his uncle wrote a sefer called Avodas HaMelech. his uncle by marriage. He married his Rav Krakovsky, married Rav Chaim Soloveitchik's daughter. He was the Krakovsky, excuse me, married the other grandfather's daughter. Rabelia Perusian is the Rabelia, Rabeliov. Rav Soloveitchik had two grandfathers. Everybody has two grandfathers. So his other grandfather was the uncle of Rav Moshe Feinstein. His name is Feinstein also. Rav Elio Feinstein. Rav Moshe was not a Levi. Rav Elio Feinstein was a Levi. They were not... Rav Moshe's father's name was Feinstein, but he was not... He was a brother-in-law of Rav Elio Feinstein. One of them, I think, Rav Moshe's father took on his wife's name, something like that. It wasn't his original name. So Rebellia Pruziner, Rebellio Feinstein's daughter, was married to this Rav Krakovsky, who served as a dayan in Vilna under Rav Chaim Oizen. And he published this sefer. It's called Avodas HaMelech, Comments on the Rambam. So in that sefer, he has this suggestion that runs as follows, that we on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we add on a piyut, v'chein tein pachtecho. That's quoted by the Rishonim. We add on piyutim in the middle of we add on. So why do we add that on? So he claims that this is a carryover. This sefer Avodas HaMelech says this is a carryover from the days that they used to practice Rabbi Chaim Nuri's opinion, and they used to incorporate Malchias into the bracha of Kedushas Hayom. So v'chein tein pachtecho, v'chein tein kovod, it was the introduction. That was the hakdama to the tefillah of Malchias. It starts off like that. Sounds like you're warming up to something. So we don't follow Rabbi Chaim Nuri, so we left out all the rest, but we left in the piyut, we left in the haschola of the introduction, the psicha to the bracha malchus. So the first opinion is Rabbi Chaim Nuri. He says that you combine the two brachas that combine together are malchus with kedushas Hashem. It's a related theme. Atok kadosh hamelech hakadosh. Aseres may truly change it from akel hakadosh to melech hakadosh. The Gemara says. And you're talking about Melech HaKadosh, you incorporate Malchius into that broch. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. So Rabbi Chaim Nuri says that you have to blow shofar three times. Mikra then you only blow shofar three times. Tkiya, trua, tkiya. Then in the days of the Amoraim, they added on many more tkiyas. Kidei la'arbevis ha'sotam. That's what it says. So when were the three times that they would blow tkiya, trua, tkiya? So Rabbi Chaim Nuri says they would not blow shofar at the end of Malchius. After the fourth, fifth, and sixth brachas, the three middle brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, that's when you blow shofar. After Kedushas Hayom, after Zichreinus, and after shofar. So Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Chaim Nuri. He says that doesn't make any sense. If, according to your practice, you don't blow shofar at the conclusion of Malchus, which is combined together with Kedushas Hashem, so why should you bother to recite Malchius at all? That's what it sounds like. If you're not Malchius, Lamahu Maskir. Ella Rabbi Kiva disagrees Rabbi Chaim Nuri. He says no. You say the middle three brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei are Malchus Wein Shofaris. Malchius is combined together with Kedushas Hayom, and you blow Shofar after Malchius, after Zechanus, after Shofaris. That's what we do, and that's our practice. So the Gemara poses the question, what do you mean? Rabbi Akiva argues with Rabbi Yechim Menuri. He says, Amenu tokeya lo mahu maskir. Why do you bother to recite Malchios if you don't plan to blow shofar at the conclusion of Malchios? What do you mean, why do you bother to say Malchios? But that's a din. You have to recite Malchios. Just parenthetically, there is a machlokes Rashi in the Ramban, whether reciting a Malchus when a shofar is a requirement min haTorah mid the Rabbanan. The Loshon HaGemara is Rachmona Omar Itka. You have to recite Malchus because the Torah says you have to say Malchus. Rachmona Omar Itka. So usually Rachmona Omar means that it's a din deraisa. That's where Rashi got his opinion from. Rashi in his commentary on Chumash writes like that in Parshas Emor. Rashi on the Gemara several times. Sounds like he holds the Malchus when a shofar is a din deraisa. Because the Gemara says in the end of the Masechta, later, at the end of the fourth parak, that min haTorah you don't have to blow shofar so many times. The different opinions how many times you have to blow. So the popularly accepted opinion is you blow three times Malchus, you blow three times Tkiya Trua Tkiya. And everything else is only Midirabbanan. So why do you blow three times Tkiya Trua Tkiya? So Rashi says simple, one for Malchus, one for Zechariah, and one for Shofar. So What is Rashi mixing in? Malchus Aron Shefis is the Rabbanon. Davening is the Rabbanon. The Gemara is learning out from Psukim, you have to blow shofar three sets of tekiyah, teruah, tekiyah. So it would sound from Rashi that the Malchus Aron Shefis is the Raisa, and it's a din deraisa that you have to blow tekiyah, so I'll say the habrochas. Ramban in his commentary on Chumash takes issue with the Rashi. He points out in the Rashi's commentary on Chumash, it would appear that he thinks that the reciting of Malchus Aron Shefis is the Raisa, and the Ramban says against the Gemara. The Gemara says that Sadina Shulchan Aruch, a Braisa in the Gemara. I live in a village where they're not going to have a shofar and they're not going to have a chazan. So if I stay home for Rosh Hashanah, and I live chutz l'tchum from all the cities nearby, so if I'm going to stay home for Rosh Hashanah, I will not have Malchus Aron Shefis, and I will not have Tkiyah shofar. And I have an option to go to two different villages. On one village, I know they're going to have a shofar, but they're not going to have. No one has a machzor, no one has a siddur, no one's going to daven Malchus Aron Shefis. They'll just daven a plain Shmoneh Esrei like on a regular yontif. They say the Gimel Rishon is Gimel Acharonis, then they say in the middle. Out of a chatan mekol, I'm a titan on Hashem lakenas yem azikor nezeh, yom tru amikor kodesh, yalav yavoy, v'hasiyenu, something like that, like a regular, you improvise. You say something like a regular yontif dikah Shmoneh Esrei. They won't say Malchus Aron Shefis. So I have a toss-up, I have an option of either going to one village. I can't go to New York, where they're going to have a Baal Tekeah and a Baal Tefillah with the Malchus Aron Shefis and Shira Malas and everything. Either I go here or I go there. So the Braisa says, so you go to the village where they have a shofar, and you lose that on the Malchus Aron Shefis. So the Gemara says, Pshita, of course you have to choose like that. Malchus Aron Shefis is only the Rabbanon and shofar is the Raisa. So what kind of a chiddush is that? So the Gemara says, Leit Tzricha, the chiddush is, then one village I know for sure that there's going to be a Baal Tefillah, they're going to say Malchus Aron Shefis, and they're not going to have a shofar. In the other village, they don't have a machzor, they don't get a daven Malchus Aron Shefis, and they may or may not have a shofar. So I may be left with nothing. So the Braisa tells me, you go to the village where there's a suffix that you may get the shofar, you may or may not have a shofar. If you won't have a shofar, you'll be left with nothing. But a suffix that maybe you'll have a shofar is more important than the vaday that you have the Malchus Aron Shefis. Because Malchus Aron Shefis is only the Rabbanon, and the shofar is the Raisa. So the Ramban on Chumash quotes from this Gemara, in Rosh Hashanah, that it says beferish that the reciting of Malchus Aron Shefis is only the Rabbanon. How can Rashi hold that as the Raisa? It's a murderous kasha against Rashi. So there's a sefer on Rosh Hashanah that everybody uses. It's called Yom Teruah. It's one sefer together by one of the Achrayim from the 1500s, Ibn Khabib. It's on Rosh Hashanah, Yuma, and Sukkah. So he writes to Bimiyashiv Rashi. How can Rashi assume that Malchus Aron Shefis is the Raisa if the Gemara Beferish not so? So he's Miyashiv that Rashi apparently thinks when the Malchus Aron Shefis comes in conjunction with Tkiya Shefer, then it's the Raisa. When the Malchus Aron Shefis is alone, you're not in one village, is going to be a chazan who's going to say Malchus Aron Shefis, and they're not going to be a Shefer. So then the Gemara says that the Malchus Aron Shefis is only the Rabbanim. The combination of the both together, that's a din derais. That's where Rashi holds. That's interesting. That's interesting. That kiyas al seder habrachas is a din derais, according to Rashi. Malchus Aron Shefis is derais only in conjunction with kiyas, because kiyas al seder habrachas is a din derais. That's the way they did in the days of the Gemara, in the days of the Tanaim. They didn't blow shofar before they daven Musaf. They didn't begin to blow shofar until the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. That's what the Baal Amor has a famous comment on the bottom of the Rif. Baal Amor writes on Maseches Rosh Hashanah that in the days of the Talmud, they didn't blow tkiyas before Musaf. And because the tkiyas shofar was done in the middle of the Chazaras Hashatz, they didn't recite the bracha l'shmaya kol shofar. No bracha was recited over tkiyas shofar. Because the Chachamim only instituted kol ha-mitzvos kulam b'varach aleihem o'ev l'asiyasam. They only instituted that we should recite the Birchas HaMitzvah in connection with performing a mitzvah when the mitzvah itself is not fulfilled in the form of a bracha. Let's say there's a mitzvah to recite Kiddush on Shabbos, or there's a mitzvah in the Torah to recite Birchas HaMazon, or there's a mitzvah in the Rabbanon to say Hamotzi before you eat a sandwich. So would you say that before you're ready to bench, you should say Birchas HaMitzvah, Asher Kedushanah B'mitzvah Tzimana, Levarach Al HaMazon, and then to say Hazan HaSailam. Or before you say Hamoitzi, it's a mitzvah, the Rabbanon, Svarihi Asa Lohanis Menor Lamazeb, Lai Brocha, so you have to say Brocha. So why don't we say a bracha shekadoshanim mitzvahs v'tzivana lebarach al ha'oichlim and then say the birchas hanenin? We don't recite a birchas hamitzvah prior to reciting birchas hanenin. Or we don't recite a birchas hamitzvah prior to reciting kiddush. Why not? We should say shekadoshanim mitzvahs v'tzivana lekadeshas ha'shabbos and then to say the nusach of the kiddush. So the answer is given by the Baal Amor. He says whenever a mitzvah itself is fulfilled in the form of a bracha, then the Chachamim never instituted a Birchas HaMitzvah in connection with that mitzvah. Not only that, Baal Amor points out one step further, whenever the mitzvah is fulfilled in the framework of brachas. So he says, Tkiyo Shofar is not fulfilled in the form of a bracha. Tkiyo Shofar, he makes sounds with the Shofar. But the Ikar Adin, the way it's described in the Mishnah, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, is that you should have Tkiyas al Seder HaBrachas. So because the tkiyas, the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar, was fulfilled in the framework of the brachas of the Chazaras Hashatz, so that's why the Baal Amor claims that Bizman HaGemar, they never recited the birchas hamitzvah over tkiyas shofar. So when did our practice begin to be observed that we blow shofar before Musaf? Once you start blowing shofar before Musaf, then you got to say birchas hamitzvah. Shekadoshan Sassan Lishma called shofar. So the Baal Amor said that started in the days of the Gaonim when they started adding on so many piyutim that a lot of people knew they won't be able to last till the end of the davening. It takes forever. You're going to get home at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, whatever. So the davening is going to be so long. So the Choylem is Kenim and the Noshim and Boris and Menikas, whatever, they can't last so long. So they knew in advance they're not going to stay till the end. So they had to introduce Tkiyas before Musaf. So once you have the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar, the Gemara talks about a person davening Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, he didn't have a shofar, and then his davening lo shofar afterwards. He gets a shofar after he finishes davening Musaf. Okay? So then he blows shofar. Not al Seder HaBrachas. The Gemara does talk about such a possibility of being Yoytzei Tkiyas Shofar, Shalei al Seder HaBrachas. Preferable is, according to Rashi, preferable deraisa, according to the Ramban, preferable midrabban. Preferable is to have the Tkiyas al Seder HaBrachas, but it is possible to have Shalei al Seder HaBrachas. So that's what they changed, that's what the Baal Amor claims. Historically, it was changed in the days of the Gaonim that they introduced the Tkiyas before Musaf on behalf of the Chol HaMizkenim, who won't be able to last so long because they made the davening so long. But the Gemara talks in the first parak, the Gemara in Tezayin talks about Tkiyas the Miyusha with Tkiyas the Miyuma. The Gemara says, Lama Tokim Imrim Kshen Yoshua and Tokim Imrim Kshen Omdim. Why do we blow so much? Mikra din deraisa. You don't have to blow so much tkiya shofar. So the Gemara says the reason why is kedela arbeves ha-satan. We want to show, want to fool the satan. How exactly do we fool the satan? So Rashi just gives pashim shat over there in the Gemara. Rashi says this, when we do way more than we're obligated to do, that's the Gemara in Tezayin Amud Aleph going over to Tezayin Amud Beis, that there's tkiyas the miyushim and tkiyas the miyuma. So kedei la'arbevis ha'satan, Rashi says, we demonstrate that chavivam aleinu ha'mitzvahs. We do even more than the halacha requires. The halacha only requires to blow 9 koilas, tkiyah, true tkiyah, 3 times, and we blow tkiyahs the miyushim, tkiyahs, and we blow so much more. So the satan finds it hard to be mekatrig on Klal Yisrael if we demonstrate we have such a love for the mitzvahs, you have such a chavivis for the mitzvahs. That's what Rashi says. So the Baal Amor says, so what's the Gemara talking about? Tkiyas the Miyushav, Tkiyas the Miyuma, isn't that what we refer to, the Tkiyas the Miyushav? That's what it says in the Machzor. Those are the Tkiyas before Musaf. And the Tkiyas the Miyuma are the Tkiyas in the middle of the Amida. Amida is the Shmon Esrei. So the Baal Amor claims that that's not the correct Pshat in the Gemara. He says Tkiyas the Miyushav are the Tkiyas in the middle of the Chazar Sashatz, because there's the Korim in the synagogue. Miyushav, everybody's sitting. And Tkiyas the Miyuma are the Tkiyas after the Shmon Esrei is all over, everybody's folding up their talesim and walking out of shul, and it's noisy, and everybody's greeting each other. That's called the Tkiyas the Miyuma, when people are roaming around. And the Tkiyas the Miyusha is when everybody's sitting in their seat, and there's decorum in the synagogue. That's what the Baal Amor claims, that the Tkiyas before Musaf were only instituted in the days of the Gaonim, when they added on so many piyutim that the davening would take so long. So getting back again here in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Yechim and Uri. And he says that the Tkiyas al Seder HaBrachas have to be after Malchus, after Zechonis, and after Shofars. Because if you're going to follow Rabbi Yechim and Uri, that you combine Malchus with Kedushas Hashem, and the third Bracha of the Shmoneh Esrei, the Eino Tokeh, and you don't blow, So Rabbi Akiva argues with Rabbi Yechman, why do you bother reciting Malchus at all if you're not going to blow shofar? So the Gemara said, what do you mean, why do you bother? Rachman Amar Yitka, the halacha says you have to say Malchus. Either according to Rashi, Rachman Amar Yitka means that the Torah, it's a din d'oraisa, you have to blow in conjunction with the, you have to recite Malchus in conjunction with the Tkiyah shofar. Or according to the Ramban, the whole requirement for Malchus Achon HaShofar is only on Asmachtim of the Rabban. So the Gemara says, what kind of a lashon? Let's say when Rosh Hashanah falls on our Shabbos, you say Malchus Achon HaShofar, even though you're not going to blow shofar at all. So what do you mean, Rabbi Akiva says, what do you bother to recite Malchus for if you're not going to blow shofar after Malchus? Why not? So the Gemara says, no, what Rabbi Akiva meant to argue was that there's a machlekes hatanoim on the same daf. How many psukim do you have to mention in Malchus and in Zechrenes and in Shofars? So there are three opinions. So we follow the opinion 10. There's another opinion, you should have 7. And then another opinion, 3. One pasuk from Chumash, one pasuk from Navi, one pasuk from Ksuvim. So we follow the opinion that you have 10. So Rabbi Akiva is bothered with the kasha, according to Rabbi Yechman Nuri, that you're not going to blow shofar after reciting Malchiyos. You're only going to blow shofar after Kedushas Hayom and after Zecharinus and after Shofars. Rabbi Kiva's argument to Rabbi Yechman Nuri was, why do you recite 10 psukim? You should only recite 9 psukim. Sounds funny. Why should you say 9 instead of 10? Lama Esa, Lama Tesha, why should you only say 9 psukim? Well, the Ishtani, Ishtani. Since Malchus is different from Zecharinus and Shofars, that Zecharinus and Shofar is going to blow Shofar at the end, and Malchus is not going to blow Shofar, according to Rabbi Yechman Nuri, because he combined Malchus with Kedushas Hashem, the third bracha, the Eino Tokeya, so it should be sufficient with 9 psukim. Why do you recite the 10th pasuk? It's a very obscure argument. What exactly is he driving at? So Rav Soloveitchik had a whole fantastic interpretation of this, but he never printed it. So Rabbi Hutner was smart. Rabbi Hutner printed it in his Pachad Yitzchak. So Rabbi Soloveitchik explained it much better. So the explanation goes as follows. What is the structure of the Malchus, Chenus, and Shofars? So if you look at each one of the three, before we get to what is the structure, what is the obligation to daven? So the Gemara says in many places in Masech Brachos that tefillah is only the Rabban. So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Mishnah Torah understands the Gemara in the first daf in Sukkah. The Gemara says first daf in Tainis. On the base of Menalef in Tainis, the Gemara says, Uliyavta b'chol avavchem is a reference to tefillah, that one is obligated to daven. So the Rambam understands that it's not an asmacht, it's a real drashik murad eraisa, that's what the pasuk means. And the Rambam lists off in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, starting from the beginning. So he says he goes in descending order of importance. So the first mitzvah is to believe that God exists. Second mitzvah is to believe that there's only one God, Yichud Hashem. And then the next mitzvah is to love God, and then to fear God. And mitzvah number 5 is to pray, to daven. That's the mitzvah that the Ramban knocked down. He made it into a din d'rabbanan. So the Rambam made it into a din d'oraisa, mitzvah number 5 in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Very important mitzvah. So the Rambam says, Ibe the Gemara says so many times that tefillah is only the Rabbanan. So the Rambam says, no, the fact that we daven 3 times a day, the minyan tefillah is only the Rabbanan, and the nusach tefillah is only the Rabbanan. Min ha-Torah, you're only obligated to daven once a day, every day. And there's no specific nusach tefillah. You can recite whatever the Rambam says, until the days of Anshek Nesagadel, that was the beginning of the period of the Bai Sheni, everyone would compose their own tefillahs. That's the Rambam Shita. Nonetheless, the Rambam quotes, even though the Nusach HaTfilah is only with the Rabbanon, there are certain aspects of the Nusach HaTfilah that are there, I said. What is that? So the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Avodah Zarah in the first parak, but the Gemara said, the Rambam Hilchas Tfilah quotes, the Gemara from Maseches Avodah Zarah, the first parak, but the Gemara says that the general outline of the Tfilah is a din d'oraisa. You have to start off with Shevach, and then conclude with Hodoyah, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the middle, you have your Bakasha Sarah. So it would appear from the Rambam that the essence of the tefillah is the middle part, the Bakasha Sarachim. By the of the Avodah Zarah, by the Nochrim, so a lot of them feel that that's beneath the dignity of God, that he should listen to my Bakashas. I need a Shidduch, and I need a Parnasa, and I need children, and my children having problems having children, and whatever, and paying tuition, and whatever problems people have. So the Abdi Abadizar feel that that's beneath the dignity of the Lord in heaven above to listen to that. So a lot of them, only in their prayers, they only say Shevach. Hallelujah. They're always praising the Lord. And that's all. That's as far as God. They just praise God and that's all. In our religion, we don't feel like that. God doesn't need our praises. We just say the Shevach as an introduction to get to the Bakashat Sarachim. The essence of the davening is the middle part of Bakashat Sarachim. But you can't just come. It's takanat acheres to come to the Baruch Shalom, knock on his door, say, I need parnasa, I need a shidduch, I need a good spot in graduate school, I need a good job, I need this and that. The other thing, the acheres dictates, you pat it a little bit. So you start off with a shevach and you end off with hoidoya. But the main essence of the davening is the bakasha sarachim in the middle. So Moshe Feinstein in his Igros Moshe raises a question as follows. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you leave out the middle part of the Shemana Esrei. So you don't say any Bakasha Sarach. So you're not Yotzei Tefillah. The Rambam says it's an obligation to daven min haTorah once a day, every day. The specific Nusach is min haRabbanan, but the general outline is min haTorah. So what's the general outline? Shevach, Bakasha Sarach, min Hodoya. So if on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you leave out all of Bakasha Sarach, so you didn't daven. So how are you Yotzei the mitzvah to daven, which the Rambam seems told is once a day, every day? Moshe Feinstein says, no, that's not correct. The assumption we made is not correct. The Nusach HaTfilah on Shabbos, you leave out all the middle brachas of the Shemana Esrei, but there is Bakasha Sarachim. The concluding paragraph in the bracha of Kedushas HaYoim always has Bakasha Sarachim. Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. Here on Friday night, I say, Atu Kiddushta Yom HaShvi, Kula HaShemayim, this is Shevach, but then when you get to Elokeinu v'Aviseinu, Ritzei B'Mnuch HaSeinu, so that's already Bakasha Sarachim. Ritzei b'minuchasenu, accept our observance of Shabbos, katshenu b'mitzvasecha, sanctify us with your mitzvahs. Sein chalkenu b'sarasecha, give us the ability to succeed in learning, sabbeinu mitavecha, and so on. So the concluding paragraph of the middle bracha has the Bakasha Sarachim. Excuse me for a moment.